What would you do if I turned out the light, gave the shadows to the room? We're all creatures here, and I'm curious how the shapes change when I quit clinging to edges. I fall into you, August.
Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Our first guest joins Jamie Lynn, Eliza Blue, and Luke Callan for Song Circle this Saturday night at Harriet and Oak in Rapid City. That's at 7 p.m. Siri Undlin is known as Humbird, contributes her experimental folk to the Song Circle format as all four performers swap songs, stories, and harmony. Undlin released two EPs in the summer of 27, Elsewhere and Where Else, were recorded in an old Minneapolis church from the 1800s. Undlin's Norwegian-American heritage glows through the companion discs. Here to tell us more about Song Circle and her own music is Siri Undlin. Siri, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. How's it going?
It's going great. We didn't even want to fade that music and interrupt it. We just want to play it. it's so beautiful to share. Tell us a little bit about about the upcoming event and the Song Circle. What will that format be like?
Yeah, it'll be four different artists, Jamie Lynn, Eliza Blue, Luke Callan, and myself, and we'll just be trading songs and stories. I think it'll be a pretty relaxed evening. We'll be laughing a lot and singing. And yeah, song swaps are often my favorite because you get to see how different artists' music kind of relates and responds to each other. So
how does that fit into the big picture, a song swap or a song circle of what you do as an artist, the sharing of song, the sharing of stories in this particular way?
Well, I mean, for me as an artist, that's like pretty integral to the whole process, listening and responding and meeting people in conversation. So it's more explicit than a lot of shows sometimes are, but it's often my favorite because of the explicitly collaborative nature of it.
And how do you know Jamie and Eliza? How did you make that connection?
I haven't met Jamie or Eliza in person yet. It's like one of the beauties of living in the modern age. I have heard Eliza's music and we've been trying to connect for a while, and this is the first opportunity we've had in the same place at the same time, so I'm really excited.
That would be it's going to be so worth it to just watch that connection, because you know they're friends of this show, and boy, you're going to love them. So
I can't wait.
There's going to be a great synergy between at Harriet and Oak. Tell us a little bit about the companion the CDs. How did that project come together?
Yeah, I was a composer in residence in a small town in Colorado in the summer of 2017. At an artist studio called Elsewhere. And it was the first time that I was just making music. I didn't have a side job or I wasn't in school. So I got to create every day, and the titles of the recordings are sort of an ode to that opportunity that community gave me. And a lot of the music references the landscape in Colorado where I was when I was writing, and it was also an opportunity to combine what I had been studying, which was fairy tales and Celtic and Nordic styles of music and stories, with my own role as like an American woman in 2018 and what that meant. So yeah, that's where those EPs came out of.
Is that when you're all in like that in residency and you're working on a project, is there a sense of a freedom about that or anxiety, or do they come hand in hand when there's no
both.
Net? Yeah.
For me it sort of depends on the day. I would wake up and sometimes feel like I could accomplish anything. I had the whole day. Who knows what would happen? And other days I'd wake up with like a ton of bricks on my shoulders. Like, I have to create something worthwhile. People are expecting that. And some days you feel like you can rise to the occasion. Other days it's just like, man, I have nothing to say. So definitely back and forth.
So learning how to ride those waves, is that an important part of the artistic process then? What did you learn about those mornings with the bricks on your shoulder?
you just have to ride it out. I think, part of continuing to create is trusting the process and understanding that some days aren't going to come as easily as others, and it's all right to walk away from your instrument or your notebook and go for a walk or have a conversation with someone, and that's part of the work. It's such a cool job, and it's not one that you clock in and out of. So
walking away is part of the work.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about fairy tales and how that intersects with your work, but first a little more music from Siri Undlin, as Humbird is what the CD is listed under, or the EPs are listed under. This is called Carnivore. Moment on SDPB Radio. We're talking with Humbird. Siri Undlin is the artist. And Siri, let's talk about fairy tales, because you're also a writer and you have this wonderful project called Grim Sister and a fairy tale called Wolf's Beard, which is packaged in this beautiful little volume. Where does your interest from fairy tales and folk tales come from? Because you've put a lot of your life into learning about them.
I have. It's, I don't really know when it started. I think some of my earliest memories are around fairy tales and storytelling. My parents are both not necessarily professional fairy tale tellers, but they tell great stories, and that was always something going on in our house. And I have three younger siblings, so we played a lot of make-believe up in the woods, and I think I maybe at some point expected to grow out of it, but I never really did. And as I got older, I felt like there were just more and more layers to fairy tales and folk tales that interest me. And I think it's just an example of being really passionate about something and following it. And it has led me to just the most beautiful and bizarre corners of the planet. I'm going to keep doing it.
You get to spend time in Europe, and you know, you say I want to keep doing it, but there are so few people who are doing that. And tell me about listening, in other countries, other places, other corners of the world, listening to other people's stories. And what did you learn about just the process of listening to who people are when they tell you the stories that they remember?
Yeah, I mean, it's just such an intimacy that happens when you show up in a place and you've done research. You know, I don't go to places knowing nothing. I try to be as educated as I can about the history and the way that the story of the country or the landscape has been told, but it's so special to often you end up in places like nursing homes or old kitchens where you're talking with people, over the age of 60 or 70 years old, because often those are the people that remember the stories. Mm-hmm. And you get to observe such a, fragile and important perspective on where a place has been and where people have come from. And then I have the luxury of also being pretty young, so I can also, sneak into other environments with people my own age and being able to witness different cultures and like the broad perspective of that has been like such a gift. And it really is endless. It never stops. So it's sort of an endless pursuit that I feel really lucky to be pursuing.
And in the digital world, you know, as we mentioned earlier, you could connect with people online, but when you talk about going into a nursing home and hearing some of those stories, like you are the Brothers Grimm at that point. Like you are the the guy traveling around, writing down, taking notes, and saying and opening yourself up to these folktales, these fairy tales. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. Well, I feel like everyone, I mean, not everyone, but I think a lot of people really crave that sort of fantastical, whimsical, but instructionary, I don't know if that's a word, instructional forces. And it just doesn't occur to them that those stories are still being told. Yeah. And it's because like the world just moves so fast and fairy tales have been so sanitized on a mass scale. But really, I mean, these tales can be terrifying and really, I mean, just magnetic. So I think it's easy for me to just get sucked into it. And then I'm like more than happy to share what I've learned from other people.
I think as I read Wolf's Beard, it stands alone as its own fairy tale. It feels ancient, but it also has, and I don't want to tell people how they should read this story. So, but for me, I thought, I know how this could be useful in today's lives right now. I know what this means for certain people in the world without getting too heavy-handed or, you know, pedantic.
Love that, though. That's awesome.
Don't you think, though? I mean, there's this moment where you're like, I get it, and I know exactly where it fits into today's culture.
For sure. And I feel like that is, like, one of the amazing beauties of folktales and fairy tales is that Wolf's Beard happens to be a story that I heard multiple versions of when I was in Scotland. Yeah. And the characters were even different in the different stories I heard. It was like a brother and a sister, or a husband and a wife, or two strangers. The story, there is no original version. It just shifts depending on who's telling it. Mm. And I think that's like a really empowering thing to understand about folk tales, and as a result, like, you can internalize these stories and then tell them in your own way, in a way that you need to hear. So when I was writing Wolf's Beard, in some ways I think that was the version of the story that I needed to hear, that I had internalized.
Yeah.
But when other people read it, they can experience the story in their own way, tell it in their own way.
It's a powerful thing. Here's a little bit from Where Else. It's called Leave a Light On. Listening to music from Humbird, the companion CDs are Elsewhere, and Where Else, that was a little bit from Leave a Light On. That's kind of what fairy tales do, is they leave a light on for us in the key.
Totally.
I just love all the motifs and all the sort of hidden things that are in there. It's great to listen to the music, just for the music itself, but the more you love fairy tales and folk tales, the more sort of is revealed through your music as well. And the book is called Wolf's Beard. It's a published fairy tale in a small format. It's just beautiful. It's how all fairy tales should be published. So Grimm Sister, what's next for that? You know, because you've kind of created this project here that can go on and do other things. You've got a lot of fairy tales, I bet, waiting to be.
Yeah, a whole Dropbox folder.
Nice.
Yeah.
Talk just a little bit here at the end about how you recorded these CDs, the location, this place that you're standing in as you're making this music and recording it, and how that influenced the final result of what we hear.
Yeah, both EPs were recorded in an old church in Minneapolis called Uptown Church, and the pastor there rents out space or just shares the space with artists in the community. So a former collaborator and bandmate of mine named Dexter Wolf runs a studio in the upstairs floor of the church, and that's where we recorded both EPs, and they were recorded kind of in one foul swoop and then released 1 month apart. And yeah, it was pretty cool to just have space, first of all, to create. I think that's something that a lot of emerging artists struggle to find at times. But we had space and time, and Dexter is an amazing sound engineer and producer. So we really were able to experiment with the songs and how to best communicate them. And my bandmates Pat Keen and Peter Korsfeld are also on the recordings, so it was an opportunity to experiment with full band arrangements, which was like a really rewarding process.
Siri Undlin is also known as Humbird. She plays Saturday night as part of Song Circle at Harriet and Oak in Rapid City. She joins Jamie Lynn, Eliza Blue, and Luke Callan. Doors open at 6. The show begins at 7. It's an intimate evening with all the performers sharing the stage in a Song Circle format. You can find her online at humbirdmusic.com. We'll put a link up at our website, listen.sdpb.org. We'll leave you with I Fear My Body from Elsewhere. Siri, thank you so much for your time. Enjoying part of Saturday's show.
Thank you. Thanks, Lori.
Legislature after the break. You're in the moment. Listener supported SDPB Radio.
Such an intimate mess of flesh perception.